This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down the stretch we come on a Wednesday on Grant and Danny, taking you up to 6:30 on The Fan. We may be excited about the start of the football season, but we know folks around us have lost family members or friends. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, can guide you through the difficult probate administration process. They'll help bring clarity and closure to a loved one's estate. Schedule a free consultation with their probate and estate planning attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Speaking of Condori and Murad, they took us to Cincinnati with a great trip. And we just got word we are going to Philadelphia with them as well.
Here we go.
We will be at the Eagles game at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, I don't know how I feel about sitting in the crowd.
I'll tell you this. I don't feel great.
At the link. I like hanging out with our guys, Wasim and Kia. They're our boys. I like being around fellow Commanders fans doing fellowship. I've been to the Meadowlands in high school as a fan. I never really had any plans of going to a game in Philly as a Commanders fan, but here we go.
Yeah, I went to a game at the Met, or not the Met, I'm sure it's the Met, the Vet.
The Met Gala.
Yeah, with the Metropolitan Museum of Art where they played football. No, I went to the Vet once, and I was like, well, that was dangerous.
Will Danny and I end up on some kind of video where we get just sucker punched by an Eagles fan after like being excited that Jeremy McNichols ripped off a 9-yard run?
I'll tell you this. My celebrations will be kept to myself. I will keep it internal. They won't even be a quiet fist bump. And not even a yes. It is a that's as much as I'll give you.
So when I'm on the road anyway, and we did this in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Made buddies with all the people around us right away. Just made sure we're in the clear there. And I am not a rub-it-in-your-face guy in any way. I cheer. I high-five you. I'm almost never going to stand up. It's just, this is your house. I understand that, you know, this doesn't make me the best fan, but at the end of the day, I am Press Box Paulson, after all. And so I'm going to be very respectful, and I'll do the same in Philly, Cincinnati, what have you. But I will say, if you want to sucker punch me, I will gladly take your money in a lawsuit. So gladly. So you go ahead and do that, and I will so gladly make so much money on the back end because I got 3 kids that need to go to college. I could probably take a punch. I'm unconscious for a little bit, but I'll eventually wake up, I bet.
I don't know. It sounds like a good trade, but you don't know.
No, I'll gladly do it.
You take one?
Some jackass in Philadelphia wants to punch me? Be my guest. You're going to have so many fewer cheesesteaks next year because of all the money you're sending to me and my lawyers.
One thing I will say, I was there for Monday Night Football back in 2017, I believe, when Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz were going at it there. And we were there for the Monday Night game, my brother, my dad, and I. And we actually had to be escorted out of the stadium like around 11:30 p.m.
How old were you?
I was in like high school. They gathered around a bunch of Redskins fans that were there at the time. And they're like, we're going to escort you to the car. Because like we were just getting swarmed by Eagles
no
fans.
Way.
And this is a night game, seriously. No joke. Yeah. A Monday Night Football.
It's a great place.
Night.
It's like a dad and 2 of his kids that aren't, I mean, you're not
and
like a
they literally just gathered Redskins fans and like, we should escort you to your car. And we got escorted to our car, and I understand why. Even before the game, I was scared walking up to the stadium. Like, people start like swarming you as you walk up. It's insane. It is insane.
We're going to be there.
Certainly we're going.
We will be on site with our pals, Kondori and Murrah.
I'm assuming we're not going to wear anything burgundy or gold.
I think they will.
It'll be a little chilly. It'll be November. You're going to need to bundle up.
If you remember, I wore a burgundy t-shirt. Or no, sorry. I wore a burgundy polo shirt. I don't have team gear. That will not be changing anytime soon. It's not an anti-commanders thing. It's more of a press box Paulson thing. I just don't rock. I will wear Capitals gear. I will wear some Nats gear. I don't wear any football stuff. I'm in the press box. I'm covering them at practice. It's just different.
One thing I will say, I also wore an RG3 jersey sitting up in the nosebleed, so I was like an easy target. Someone actually, and this is back in
If I could say, this is going to, I'm sure I'll get in trouble for this, but when you go on the road, you can't go in the nosebleeds.
Of course.
It's a different type of fan up there. Like, you got to sit lower. You got to spend a little more money
on the wine and cheese crowd a little bit.
I'm not even doing a bit. Like, I am not sitting in the 400s at any road game ever. I did that with my buddy. We drove up to the Meadowlands, Clary.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school, 2006. We could probably look up this game. Washington was playing the New York Giants, and I believe they lost 22-3 or something like that. Oh, you're going to do this?
No, I'm going to do the thing. Keep talking.
Do the bit. So I'm going to say it was 22-3. Mark Brunell had a horrendous passing line.
This was part of that stretch, by the way, while I'm looking this up, where they just refused to compete at the Meadowlands. They would go up there and just look like they have never seen a football before.
Chris Cooley led them in receiving. He probably had like 4 for 27.
It's like 11 yards, I think,
It was the worst game. I think they had 2 first downs that we cheered for. But anyway, something about what we did, not cheering, bothered everyone. I was wearing a Cooley jersey to the point where I had stuff poured on me at the end of the game by the dudes behind me. It just kind of comes with it.
Oh, October 8th at New York. 19-3.
19-3. That's what we're looking for.
19.
Can I get a Mark Brunell stat line from that game?
It is currently loading. I bet you it was riveting, I guarantee you.
Here's my guess, and I wouldn't know where to start, but I'm going to say it was something like 15 of 27 for 129 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks.
Wait till you hear this.
Or no, 0 touchdowns.
12 for 22 for 109.
It was tough.
Sacked 3 times for minus 23. If you're scoring at home, that is a nice little, 93 yards total or 83 yards total passing, 86 yards.
So Cooley and Moss had all their catches, basically.
Yep. Cooley went 4 for 41, was on fire in that game.
Yeah.
Santana Moss 3 for 39. Not much to do.
Nobody else did anything. I had a lot of fun, I got to say. Me and my boys.
You had a good time?
My buddy Steve's in the Army. He's living now. Right now, he's in Hawaii, actually. He's been everywhere.
That's one of those good assignments.
Georgia, yep. Colorado, guys all over the place. All right, Grant and Danny's, Tony's mailbag in just a moment.
I was going to say, I got a few questions here from folks on the Twitterverse. At Funny Danny, at Grant H. Pulse.
Send them at Funny Danny. Send them to the YouTube chat as well. You can call us, 800-636-1067. I wanted to put a bow on Clary's story, though. So your dad takes you up. They escort you to your car. Are people trying to get at you or no?
No, like, no one's trying to get at me, but, like, they're chirping hard. I mean, they realize that, like, I'm not, like, a kid at that point. I was a senior in high school, but, like, I was with my dad, who's, like, limping. He had a torn ACL at the time.
What was the game plan? I'm kind of psyched Mike took you guys. That's a pretty ballsy move.
It was.
But, like, he knows about
it's Philadelphia. Like, my children must face the trials. I shall guide them.
Unaware of the book on going to an Eagles game Redskins
he does. Gear? He does, and he just wanted to go to it, and it was one of those things. My brother and I were like, yeah, definitely, let's go. And
Mike could do damage, too. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he was pretty big, so.
Steamed up for that. I will not be taking my kids there, I don't think. All right, it is time for the Grant and Danny's. Tony's mailbag, which means Darris. It's been a while. Polish off those pipes. Let's do this.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
First question comes to us all the way via the Twitterverse. Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. I'm at Funny Danny. Teriyaki McLaurin asks, I always hear you guys hint at Jason Worth being rude to media members. Do you have any stories that exemplify that?
We do.
How much time do you have? Come on, I'm kidding. But I'm only being serious. Which one do you want to tell? Do you want to tell the wrong answer one?
This is one of your favorite things in the world.
All right, so there are several examples that you could do. One, we're trying to talk to guys in the locker room, and he's like slamming lockers next to us and like banging on pots and pans, like the kid equivalent of that. The biggest one or the best one is, for whatever reason, sometimes Grant gets this, someone lights a fire under his tuchus, and he just decides, I'm going to do it. The thing that makes me want to cower in the corner and hide and hope that the storm passes, Grant charges in headlong. Whether that's cornering Bruce Allen at the Super Bowl, where he's pretending to leave, he's looking going to a loading dock, or this one, where he sees Jason Worth striding off the field. The PR person for the Nationals, we're at spring training. We had to get there at 6 o'clock in the morning as they're doing a photo shoot for the sunrise to have these like cool-looking shots for them to be introduced on the big boards, right on the Jumbotron. And so he sees Worth striding in from the outfield, and he goes, I'm going to go talk to Jason Worth. And I'm going, oh, no, don't do it. He hates us. He doesn't want to talk to us. This is bad. And the PR person's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? So everybody's standing there. Grant beelines over and goes, hey, Jason, how's it going? But he looks at Grant as if to say, I have something sharp. I will take your heart out and stab it to kill you. And Grant's like, you got a second? And he's like, who are you? And the PR person goes, we like these guys. So Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, the baseball show. He goes, 106.7 The Fan?
He says, they're the radio show that talks about us a lot. Like we mm-hmm. like them.
We like these guys.
And he goes, what station you with?
There you go.
And I said, I'm with the flagship, 106.7 The Fan.
And he says, wrong bleeping answer. You can probably guess what the bleeping is. Okay, I'm not gonna elaborate at all, but it's two syllables. Okay, and now it's awkward. Now we've established the parameters.
Yeah.
And Grant's like, well, you know, just want to talk to you for a few minutes. And he's like, a few minutes? That's it? Like, yeah, just a few minutes, baseball stuff. And
he did a little more talking about how terrible the station is.
Yeah.
And how, you know, they've said mean things about him and whatever else. And I said, that's all well and good. That has nothing to do with me. I'd love to do an interview with you. He says, you have 2 minutes.
2 minutes is what he says. Now, his claim is that, like, you talk bleep about us. And it's sort of like, no, John Feinstein one time said that you should have been at your locker to.
Yeah, he was angry about a John Feinstein Sports Minute nationally when Feinstein did those.
Yeah, Feinstein was like, hey, when they lost this game, this was really tough. And Jason Worth, one of the leaders, wasn't in his locker to answer questions. And then, is it Matt Amsinger?
No, Greg Amsinger.
Hold on, Matt Amsinger is. Greg Amsinger basically said hey, there's the lack of leadership or something like that as a guest on one of the shows. So he decided that that meant the entire station was out. So whatever that's worth. And so Grant pushes through, holds a timer up on his phone, and we do 2 minutes of a baseball interview with Jason Worth, where he was about as pleasant as an angry scorpion that had been shaken up in a jar. And Grant goes, there we go. And he storms off.
Yeah. There's more there if we wanted to, yep. But I think that'll cover it
that
for
covers
now.
It.
But yeah, the other one is, you know, you're talking to someone and he'll just kind of walk through a couple of times, scream and curse. Now I can't use that audio.
No, we can't use the audio anymore.
Pretty clearly, if someone right behind us is yelling and cursing or slamming a locker or whatever, right next door, blaring music or whatever it is. But yeah, otherwise, you know, very, very good to deal with. What else we got on the mailbag?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I got a fun one here from the YouTube chat. Again, if you want to hop in and ask us a question and ask us anything, the Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag available to you right now. At 800-636-1067, Momar says, can Grant and Danny think of five nice positive things to say about the New York Mets? I think we could do that.
Okay, here we go.
Five positive things to say about the Mets.
Five positive things.
I will say they remind me of the 2019 Nationals, one of my favorite teams ever, because they went from being terrible to good, because they've got a clubhouse leader who joined the team in season that completely changed the way that they operate, who plays the role of their Gerardo Parra. And that's one. Okay, we'll take that.
They play all their games. Like, they go to the games and they play them.
I don't think that counts.
They show up. Not everyone shows up.
I love Francisco Lindor. I think he's one of the best players in baseball. He's got one of the great smiles in sports. I've known him for many, many years. First interviewed him in a Futures game before he'd ever debuted with the Guardians over a decade ago. I'm a big Francisco Lindor guy.
They're all in the same uniform. So there's no like weirdness. Nobody cuts their sleeves off. Nobody Chris Sale's a jersey or anything. They all wear the same uniform.
I don't think that counts, actually. Number three, David Peterson, their left-handed pitcher, is out of the bullpen right now. I think he's underrated. Former first-round pick out of Oregon. I actually really like him. I've always liked him. I don't think he gets enough credit. Thought he had an outstanding year. And I'm a David Peterson guy.
I met this really nice old lady one time. She liked the Mets, but she was nice.
I don't think that works either.
Damn it.
Number four.
I'm trying to help.
Buck Showalter managed them recently.
Your guy Buck, yeah.
Who's my favorite manager ever. And they brought in him and Max Scherzer. And for that short time, they were very, very likable because they had two of my favorites ever.
It wasn't Buck. It was the guy after Buck. Mickey Callaway. No, it was Terry Collins, then Mickey Callaway.
Yes.
We got to bring the lineup cards out.
That's a good pull.
To home plate. That's when Mickey Callaway was there, and he told a funny joke.
Well, what was hilarious about that was, if again, this is now inside baseball.
Yeah,
literally. I'm pretty sure he told a really inappropriate
joke. It wasn't on color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he got in trouble shortly thereafter and like run out of baseball.
For harassment.
For like things that were tangentially related. Like the same person that would do those things would have told the really inappropriate joke.
Yeah, there was a Venn diagram there. There was a circle.
Basically what happens is on 106.7 The Fan Day, we all do a bunch of stuff. You know, you get to take out the lineup card or ride the bullpen card or throw the first pitch or say play ball or whatever. So the one year Danny and I took out the lineup card, and it was like some of these old umpires, Tom Hallion or Laz Diaz or whoever it was. And they're like, "What's up, fellas? How you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, electronic strike zones immediately, sir." And so that didn't start it great.
Wasn't great.
But I did, and that was nice.
Come on.
But Callaway was very cool. And I'd actually met him and done some interviews with him in the past. But he's like, "All right, boys, I got a joke for you." And he says this joke that's like, "I hope no one's mic'd up." That was wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, where I'm like, "I'm not repeating that one."
And then he got in trouble like a couple of years
like
later.
Like it was months later.
Yeah. But he's actually a butt nice guy, for the record.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Very, very nice.
He's nice to us, yeah.
I'm not endorsing all of his behaviors, but I've always found him to be a pleasant person to interact with.
So here we go.
Is that five?
That's like 12.
Okay. I think they're going to sign Juan Soto this offseason. Now, that's not
nice.
Something that makes me happy.
Thank you, Darius. Yeah.
But I guess as a Mets fan, that'd be nice. What else?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny's, Tony's Mailbag, Darius.
Here comes Grant and Danny's, Tony's Mailbag.
From Tim, why do NFL onside kicks look like it's the first time they've ever done an onside kick? Can't the kicker spend hours a week practicing these? And if they did, wouldn't they evolve and not look the same as Mosley did it 40 years ago? Where's the innovation? 100% agree with this. The kicker is just off to the side. Do that. Get a ball boy and line him up and try to bounce the ball around and do something. I can't remember which team it was. There was an onside kick that didn't go 10 yards the other day where it looked like a curveball that spun back towards where they initially kicked it. It was pathetic. Anybody off the street could have done that. To me, Like, these are the little finer points where you're not going to need it all that often, but when you do, it should be a little bit better than it's been.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Somebody in the chat wants to know, what is your best behind the scene dealing story with Dan Snyder? I've got two pretty good ones, actually. I think they're fine. One, both involve Chris Cooley. One, I was at Chris Cooley's house for a party that he was having, and I got there and I'm like, I hope this isn't too awkward and there aren't a bunch of people from the team there, and you know me, because I was still like covering the team or whatever.
Right.
I was not on the beat. I was still doing what we're doing now, but you know, I did not have good relationships with Bruce or some of those guys, and I'm like, I hope there's not a lot of people there. And we walk in, my wife's like, oh, it'll be fine, don't worry. And it's pouring rain. We go running in. We're like soaking wet. We're standing in the lobby of his house, right by his steps, like in the foyer. And in the front door walks Dan and Tanya Snyder. And it's just them. Like, they got out of some car that someone brought them in, and they walk in, and it's me and my wife. And we're just kind of looking at each other. And Tanya's very nice. She's like, hey, guys, how you doing? We're like, we're very good. How are you? And she's like, good. And I said, hey, Dan. And I point at my wife. She said, this is a season ticket holder right here. Like that. And he kind of looks at us. He's like, oh. And then his wife said, oh, how long you been a season ticket holder? And she answered. And then I said, Dan, section 131. And he goes, oh. And then I was like, well, see you later. And he went downstairs to where the party was. And we're
big
like,
ups, oh, huh?
We'll follow you. We didn't know it was down there. So that's one of my interactions. The other interaction was, again, with Cooley. He's like, we were at training camp. I had just gotten done with the radio show. Me and him were going to go get dinner. And Larry Michael, I think it was, had texted him and said that he was hanging out at some place in Richmond. So Cooley was like, come with me. And I'm like, ah, who's going to be there? He's like, ah, it's just Larry. And I'm like, oh, I'm tight with Larry. No problem. And I walk in, and it's Larry and Bruce and Dan.
Just
like,
Larry, Bruce,
sitting
and Dan.
At a table. And, you know, Bruce is like, you know, hanging out at the bar, holding court or whatever. And it was the most uncomfortable I've ever been. And like, as soon as I got in there, it was so obvious that like Dan, his demeanor, like, yeah, he's Mr. telling jokes and everything, just completely changed. And I was just like, I'm going to go this way. And it was just like the awkwardness of Cooley walking in and everyone's like, you brought that guy? Yeah. Not like, hey, let's just be cool for 10 minutes. They're just going to go over there and eat. Like,
let's just be human beings.
There was
no.
Not any of that. They were like, uh-uh. We're not saying another word until he walks away. I got the memo pretty quickly, and I was like, well then, friends, until we meet again.
I'll just take my plate in the other room.
There's another side story to that night that if I ever see you in person and you're interested,
ask about it.
Ask me, and I will tell you.
I think that's my favorite.
How that night ended, because it was a lot of fun, but we won't do that one on Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. You got to pay
for it. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Quick one here from Washington Football Team via the YouTube chat.
Danny the actual team?
No, because they're not the team anymore.
That's a good point.
Remember that. They're the new word. Danny does a lot of impressions. Who have you tried and wanted to do so bad but never got there? This is actually a great question because it's selfishly about me. There are a million when you do impressions. Like, you know, just, there's so many that you would love to have. And people always ask you, like, hey, can you do this? And hoping that you can. And then when the answer is no, they're so gravely disappointed and that feeling sucks. But my answer to that one, my white whale, Denzel. I should 100% be able to do a Denzel impression, and I can't come close.
Love Denzel.
It's worse now than when I started. It breaks me.
Let's see what you got.
I won't do it.
Let's see what you got.
I will not do it. It sucks. Like, when I started trying 25 years ago, like kind of a quivering lip sort of thing with like a, okay, all right. Like, just those little nuanced things that he does. There's so many people that do it so well. The fact that I can't do it at all makes me sick to my stomach. That's my answer. It's Denzel.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Let's hit the phones really quickly. Let's go to Chris and Sterling. Rapid fire here. Chris, what do you got?
Dude, I went to a Philly game with my father-in-law like 2 years after the link opened. My wife's from
my guy?
Sorry, dude.
That's no good.
Can't do it. Can't do it!
You got to just use a letter there instead of the word. Let's go to Matt and Aldi. You ready for Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag?
Matt? Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
You, man.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, tell Darius to hit it when you're ready to ask the question.
All right, Darius, hit it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
So I'm relatively new to the area. If I wanted to instantaneously be known as a Washington football fan, what jersey should I buy? Leave Jaden Daniels out of it.
Okay. So I am a jersey hipster. So the answer I will give you is very different than what other people will give you. I think if you were a portly fellow, if you were a beefier guy, then you need two numbers on that sweater. Let's make sure that we put two numbers on that jersey. Very, very important. I would say if that is the case, then you should probably go with a Johnny Newton. That's
Johnny.
A 95 Johnny Newton. Or let's go with a Sam Cosmi.
Bit
70,
more
76.
Bit more mainstream is Terry McLaurin. That's a fan favorite. Other people have that jersey, which is a non-starter for Grant, but not for everyone else.
Yep.
He is a very popular Washington guy. He is signed here for the long term as well.
I also think that there's just something to having a purchase that you make that you know is going to sustain.
Yes.
For an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And via that lens, like the marriage between that and jersey hipster, if you're a smaller guy, I think like a Mikey Sanristil would be cool. Or a Ben Sinnott. Now, he has zero targets on the year.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean you can't buy his jersey. I think an 82 Ben Sinnott would look good on you. Let's do it again, Darius.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, I would get a Dante Fowler jersey myself.
Oh, number six. Sure, no problem.
Question is, if Jay Gruden was going to join the show every day, how would you feel about that? You're no longer Grant and Danny. You're now Grant, Danny, and Jay.
It's tough being me.
Okay. Does our pay change in any way?
Oh, man.
It just goes up.
Oh, it goes up? Then let's go. Where can I sign?
It goes up?
Yeah.
What if you want to have a circus animal in here? you put a bear right over there that's hungry. Look, right. My pay goes up. That's fine. I'll be ahead on a swivel.
Stop being me.
I agree with you, Jay.
That's right, Jay.
If my pay goes up, the answer is yes to anybody, but definitely to Jay. My pay goes down, it gets tougher. But yeah, I'd love to work with Jay. I think he's a blast.
He's fantastic.
The tough thing is, and now I'm going to get serious for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, if you're in radio every day, you're with someone all the time.
Yep.
You need someone that wants to work. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
You got to have someone that is going to put in the time and is going to want to succeed. And the issue is sometimes, and I don't think Jay would be this way, but like if you've made a ton of money, it's not as important to you as it is to me. Like this is my thing that puts food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
For you, it's just a thing you're doing because you wanted an activity. So I would need to talk with Jay and be like, hey, man, how much are you going to care about this thing? Otherwise, I'd just rather have another guy that never coached in the NFL. But in terms of guests and having him on, he's my favorite.
He's terrific.
So, yeah, I would say I would definitely work with Jay. And if I'm making more money, sign me all the way up.
Yeah, seriously. The only thing I would add is a lot of times what happens on shows sometimes where the idea of somebody is so incredible because, like, our interviews with them, I think, are a blast. It's really, really fun. I look forward to it every Monday. But if you have a celebrity in the room, sometimes the show just becomes you're interviewing the celebrity. Does that make sense? Like a show where all you do is interview the coach every day for 4.5 hours as we're on the air would get pretty redundant and repetitive. And it's different to have like in-room chemistry with somebody. And I think we'd adapt to that because Jay gets along with everybody everywhere he's ever been.
He's like best.
You know, glad handing and high-fiving and shucking and jiving. But it's a fragile ingredient, that radio chemistry.
That is how we do the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. An original segment that we thought of.
We made it up.
Nobody had ever done previously.
Innovators.
Linnell has overtime coming up next on The Fan. By the way, Linnell, I heard you telling Hoffman yesterday that we get out a little late before your show, so I wanted to go extra late tonight, okay? So we will not break for another five. I'm just kidding. Linnell's got overtime coming your way next. Make sure you're
anything
listening.
Anything else you want to say? I mean, we have some time, right?
Youngest in charge movement other than Toby when Toby's here. For Darius and for Ryan, who's also younger than Linnell, so he's also the youngest in charge. Grant and Danny saying so long. Listen to our guy next. He's got you covered all night long on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.